Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. I'm really excited to bring something fresh and new to the podcast for you this season and moving forward. Once a month, I'm going to start providing client case studies to you. Reason being is I believe we learn so much through other people's examples and journeys. And I really believe this is going to also solidify for you that you're not alone, give you some fresh ideas, and also teach you what it's like working with Becoming Iconic and myself. And let me tell you why I believe this is important. I had a call with a peer. And what I would also say, she would say the same thing, is likely an ideal client of mine. We're just waiting for the right time and space. But we met over Zoom and we were catching up. She's going through lots of different life transitions. It was just such a beautiful conversation. And within that conversation, she said, "Jen, I have time and space. Is there anything I could do to support you?" Which was so generous. And usually I would push back and say, "Oh my gosh, no, enjoy your time and space." But this time I felt really nudged. And I was sort of on the edge of my seat to receive. And I said, "You know what? Actually, Isabella, I would really appreciate some perspective, feedback, input on Becoming Iconic. Is there anything you could see where there's, you know, an area of improvement or where I'm not doing something and you would really love more of XYZ, more, do more of this, less of that? I'm just really looking for some feedback." And she said, "Absolutely, I would love to do that." And the generosity in this feedback was so profound. I am so grateful to her. Two things came through loud and clear. Both things I realized and I knew, but this was the encouragement to actually do something about it. First thing was, "I don't entirely know what it's like to work with you. What do you do? What is it like? What are your clients experiencing? I'd love to see more information and more content around what it's like working with Becoming Iconic. What do you do, Jen?" I was like, "Wow, that's important." And the second thing was, she's like, "Why, Jen? Who are you? What separates you?" She goes, "I know, but I think there's more audacity that could come through." And that is a real point of resistance for me. And it's a point of resistance because I am so tired of people pedestaling themselves that I tend to lean too far on the side of humility. I tend to swing the pendulum too far to not be that or do that, that sometimes I neglect sharing with you how different and unique I am. And I believe I'm being asked to do more of that, to be a little bit more audacious and bold in sharing with you why Jen. And after 18 years of experience building businesses and building babies, I know for sure there is nobody in the marketplace, nobody, that's it, nobody, period, in the marketplace that has the wisdom and expertise of that, of four children, 18 years, multiple pivots, multiple successful businesses. I mean, my life's journey in itself adds so much wisdom and compassion and empathy and understanding because of that path and journey that I am really able to give some incredible hindsight to my clients. So more of like, what is it like to work with Jen and why Jen? And I got it. It landed. So I sat with this information. I thought, okay, let's start with, I know talking about myself, That's uncomfortable, but I'm willing to be uncomfortable. But how could I share more of what it's like working with me? And I was challenged a little bit because I'm just not the type of person. It's not my vibe to be like five steps to, or here are the three top tips to blah, blah, blah. I don't find that really engaging content. I find it's just like everybody else's and it gets lost in the noise and the mix. So how could I talk about what it's like working with me? And I thought about the podcast. This is the spark. I thought I will once a month do a client case study in real time. Here's a client. It could be current client or past client that I have worked with. Here's what they brought to the table, what they were looking for, what we did, and what the result was. So that you could actually be at the table like a fly on the wall and see what a partnership is like with me through the lens of the client's perspective. So I'm so excited to give this to you. And I also believe it's going to be highly inspiring. You're going to start really getting some great ideas, but it's also going to reiterate why becoming iconic is so special and unique. So I'm going to start with a client, Jen, one of my longest standing clients who came to me in 2021. Jen had just closed down her very profitable PR agency and closed it down because she had had twins and completely hit burnout. I mean, the type of burnout that was crippling. And because of that burnout, she closed the doors to the agency that she grew and was home with these now three babies and really looking at herself and where she wanted to be as a woman in mid-age. You see, as a mid-age woman, she was bumping up against these ideas that it's too late, or these young people have something I don't, or what would I do? You know, this self-doubt, these self-limiting beliefs. And she was really searching. The interesting thing was Jen found me through a podcast. I had been interviewed on a podcast, which led her to becoming iconic. She binged this podcast and reached out and said, I think I'd like to work with you. And on that call, hired me on the spot. This is a very normal thing in my world. I have fast and furious partnerships because people really do get to know me through this podcast. People feel the sincerity. They feel my values and character. They feel the wisdom. And so it gives them that assurance that when they get on calls with me, 9 times out of 10, it is just a, where do you want to go? Do you want to go the mastermind? Do you want to go private coaching? What best fits? And so that was how Jen and I started. She was in this space of really wanting to discover who she was and what this next evolution was. Her biggest fear was never hitting burnout again. Her other fear was, I'm a mid-age woman. Is it too late for me? Should I just go back to what I know? And the third thing was, I don't know how to build something else. I know how to build an agency, but I do not know how to build something else as an entrepreneur. So those were her three biggest aches, worries, and fears. And so when she came to me with those things, I was like, I got you. So let me start with mid-age first. I think this is the biggest thing because we were able to really close that door and put a lock on it quickly. You see, I believe the older we get, the wiser we get. And sure, there's younger girls and guys doing things that are just so awe-inspiring. You know, they've got this energy and twist and frequency to them that is just like palpable. However, wisdom is untouchable. So for me, mid-age gives you an edge. And I described that to Jen. I said, you have an edge that a 30-year-old can't touch, a 25-year-old can't touch. That's life experience, business experience, personal growth. I mean, aches and pains, hindsight. So this is a separator. And I saw her start to straighten. So once we were able to eliminate that fear, that hesitation, that self-limiting belief, we were able to pour into, now that we know this, what is it for you? So she was looking at a couple of things that really was inspiring to her through becoming iconic. She really loved that I was a mom And I had built an extremely successful business. You see, that was where she was at. She had twins. She shut down her agency because she hit burnout. She was looking at me thriving in my life and business. And she said, how can I build something where I travel, I have space, I can be present, but I also can be me and grow something that has impact and contributes to the world? So that was really inspiring to her. She was also really attracted to my branding. She said, you just have this sophistication that I haven't seen in the marketplace. I'm really attracted to the way you represent yourself. And I believe I could build something similar, not the same, but similar. She was attracted to business coaching because she had worked and done the agency for so long, working with big, high-level companies. She knew she could pull those skills into supporting other entrepreneurs. It doesn't really matter what type of business it is. Those skills are transferable. And so she was excited about that, but there was something really calling her in, and that was keynote speaking. She said, I think I want to be on the stage. I want to teach other women to walk the journey I'm currently walking, to have that audacity at the mid-age level or space or time in their lives to pivot into what they're supposed to do, to not be stuck in thinking it's too late. Or I've climbed this corporate ladder. I spent so much time to get to here. I couldn't let this go and do something else. Like all these things that hold us back from our full potential. This is what was calling her in. So this is what we did. I knew for a keynote speaking career, we needed to develop her repertoire, her portfolio of speaking. So obviously, the very first thing to do was a podcast. And so we launched a podcast together. And that podcast is still to this day an extremely successful podcast, speaking to the mid-age woman, having these incredible stories with people that she knew, talking about all sorts of things, pivoting in mid-age. Maybe it was coming out of a marriage and starting a new one, or leaving that corporate career and starting as an entrepreneur. There was all these different stories that she had access to that she could bring to the world to support a mid-age woman to realize it is never too late. So we launched the podcast because I knew that would be an essential component to building her keynote speaking career, because we've got to have something to be able to show people your experience, how potent you are, and the practice through podcasting will hone your skills to be on stages across the world. So that was the first thing we did. The other thing we did was we had to warm up her market. You see, her market wasn't following along. They did not know that she had left this agency and was thinking about starting an entrepreneurial career supporting mid-age women. And so that was a huge shift. And we have to remember that our marketplace, our community, our network is not necessarily following along with us. So much of this happens in our minds. We're thinking so much about these things before they come to life. And so we needed to warm them up, let them know, here's where I'm going. Cast a vision so that they had the buy-in. They were watching, participating, cheering, and being a part of this new movement for Jen. And so we really got consistent with her messaging. What is it that you want to teach? What is it that you want to create with partnerships, whether that be keynote speaking or coaching? And how can we cultivate that through social media, a newsletter, and other marketing assets so that people are really starting to grasp where you're going. One of the biggest things with entrepreneurship I see, especially during pivots, is we go too fast, too hard for our marketplace, and they get confused. And a confused mind says, no, we want to turn people on. We don't want to turn people off. So there's a level of patience and pace as we are starting to come out and tell people what we're doing, to cast that vision continually so they get it and they're excited and they feel a part of something. When people feel a part of a new evolution or innovation, the buy-in is incredible. And that's what happened for her. Her community was stopping her at yoga. She was going to the bathroom. Remember one time she told me, I'm going to the bathroom at yoga, and they're talking to me outside the bathroom stall door because people were so enthralled with the way she was developing herself in this like bold, new, fresh way that they were witnessing their friend, their peer, and someone they looked up to. So the podcast and content were essential to the success of her business. Once we had grounded those two things, it was really about starting to sell offerings and opportunities to work with her. People now understood what she was doing. Okay, she's coaching and she has this business experience and she's hit burnout and she's pivoted as a mid-age woman. So they were like on their, you know, the edge of their seats watching. But there was an opportunity now that we needed to really utilize to allow them to come in and say, Jen, teach me how to do the same. So we started to launch programs and services of coaching. And it came in the form of one-on-one and masterminds. So she started to fill her one-on-one spots, and her masterminds have been her sweet spot ever since. She is so incredible at building community. She is so incredible at leading a room, and these women have signed up time and time again. The mastermind just keeps revolving because she's doing such a phenomenal job. But I do need to share one thing that happened with one of her first masterminds that I think is really important, teachable for you listening in right now. She was launching a mastermind, and it was very crystal clear on what it was. It was to teach you how to use your voice. Obviously, you know, she is wanting to be a keynote speaker. People started to see her doing smaller events and speaking, and she was hosting her own events and speaking. So she wanted to teach women how to use their voice. She was starting to develop that authority there. And she also wanted to teach women how to pivot. So she really wanted to call people in this room who were thinking of doing something else. It didn't mean that they were in the midst of a pivot. They could have already just like sort of started that pivot, or they could be sitting back contemplating. She wanted to give them some guts to go for it. And she launched this mastermind. Now, when she launched the mastermind, she didn't have a response. And how many of you have had this where you launch something and you're so concrete and so focused and so knowing that this is a great service program offering for the people in your market and in your community and in your network, but nobody responds? And what most people do is retract. They pull back. Something's wrong with it. The price is too high, or I'm offering too much, or the people aren't ready for it. We want to blame and justify why it's not working right off of the bat. And Jen started to retract. Jen started to pull back and say, you know what, this is not working. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm just going to work on my speaking career. Like I could hear all of these ways that she was pulling back, which isn't holding the leadership, which isn't holding the confidence for other people to feel to come into the room. How you launch, how you spark your launch is how you've got to end that launch. That energy that you started is the same energy as you end. And I asked her to hold the space. I said, please, it's been a week. We have a month. Could you hold this for them? And what ended up happening is she had a multi five-figure launch. It was one of the biggest lessons she's learned in business. And to this day, we still talk about it. To this day, my clients who watch this unfold still talk about it because it was evidence that needed to be seen that how you start something is how you end something. And we don't retract because we're not getting the results in the time we thought we would get those results in. It's about holding space and holding the posture for people to be able to build their confidence in us and in themselves to get into the room. So this was incredible. Jen has had multiple five-figure launches. She has filled her rooms. She is now speaking on stages and being asked to speak on stages at other people's events. Her podcast has actually sponsored multiple women's events. She is really taking the world by storm. She is being noticed and she is declaring to the world that you are not too old to do the very thing that you want to do. Her reputation is spectacular, and people are seeking her out to come into their rooms and inject this energy and belief into women. It is absolutely incredible. So her podcast is successful. She's spoken on stages. She's trademarked her tagline. She's solidified her brand and her reputation. She's sold out her masterminds. She's done tons of one-on-one coaching, multiple five-figure launches. And here's the thing that I think is really important. And again, a differentiator with me is we've done all of this while she has nurtured herself, cared for herself, gone to yoga, taken the mornings to really make sure that she is grounded and feeling good physically. She has traveled more with her family than she ever has. She has been there for her kids when they have needed her, and she has really harnessed more depth and love and commitment in her marriage. All of those things have tied together in this like perfect package with this beautiful bow, but it's what I stand for. It is a differentiator because I've done this for 18 years, and I will not be someone who mentors you to grow a business to massive success while sacrificing your personal life, your health, your family. They get to grow and prosper together, and you get to feel abundant through all the different areas of your life. It's a full spectrum approach. And Jen has really been the evidence for me, for herself, and for our community, because she has walked this with me now for 3 years. She's still a client, and we continue to develop, we continue to deepen, and we continue to expand. That's the thing with mentorship as well that I believe is an important point in this. It's not like she started to hit these success markers and then went, I'm good, and went off on her own. She realized that she was building and stacking these successes, but her leadership also needs to follow, and she needs to continue to create and innovate and hone her skills and get audacious in sharing and following along the path that I have trailblazed for her. And she continues to be inspired through Becoming Iconic, and her business often shifts and tweaks a little bit to emulate that. And I'm really proud of her. I'm really excited for her. And I'm really looking forward to watching her develop and grow and feel the fruits of her labor, because she has done the work and she has stayed the course. So this is one case study, one example of a client that I wanted to share with you that I will do more often, so that you start to understand the ways that we get to work together. It is a full spectrum. I mean, working with Becoming Iconic is so special and unique because you have the mentorship of someone like myself who has 18 years of experience as a mom and as an entrepreneur and has had a lot of ups and downs those 18 years. So you get to reap the wisdom, reward, and hindsight, but you also have the access to my agency. So Jen right now is going through a rebrand with the agency. We're building her second website through the agency, hosting her podcast. You see, she comes and she gets to bring her brand home. We get to really look after her from every angle. And that is so comforting to an entrepreneur because they're not out there having to shop for people. She even has an OBM through the agency, an operating business manager that supports the back end and systems and automations. And because it's our team, I'm able to really look at this from lots of different perspectives as well. I am hosting my team, letting them know from an agency perspective what she's looking for, what we need to do, what needs to get done. But I'm also supporting her in that vision casting and leading, et cetera. It's so robust and beautiful and special. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I am so grateful for this long-lasting relationship that has allowed us to continually grow up level and build something that stands apart in the marketplace. So I'll leave this with you today. What sparked for you? What in this case study or what in this scenario really is calling you in for yourself, for your business? Are you looking at all the angles? Are you filling in those gaps? Do you have the people surrounding you that can support you in all of those things, especially those blind spots? Because that's how to move the needle forward in this next quarter, especially going into a fresh year. Now we get to go make it a great week, make it a great day, and thank you again for being here. You really do matter to me. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about Becoming Iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.